Welcome, everyone. My name is James. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from insecurities, fear of man, pornography, and body image. Everyone, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, that they're going to hear what you've done in my life and how you rescued me. Lord, I pray that that they would come to the cross and that they would just hear the message of grace and mercy, Lord, that you have laid out for all to hear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. After my parents' divorce, my mom's remarriage, we never attended church again as a family. God nor Jesus was ever a topic of conversation. Yet I can recall crying out to God when I felt alone, isolated, not wanted. My mom and stepfather provided me with roof, food, a warm home, but I never felt loved. And looking back, I wasn't really grateful for what they did give to me. I can remember clearly my mom telling me she would choose my stepdad over me. Instead of being at home, much of my time was spent playing high school baseball. I avoided going home and looked to escape by spending many nights at one of my best friend's homes, where I was considered a son, a part of the family. Looking back, I can see how my insecurities took shape. I recall being insecure about how I looked at a young age, but especially in high school. I wasn't overweight, but I didn't look like most of the other guys. I desperately wanted to fit in and look like my friends. During this time, I did not know God, but believed there was a God. I did not have a picture of a loving, merciful God, but one who didn't care, who was absent, and who allowed me to grow up in a home where I felt alone and unloved. At 18, I was given two choices, military or move out. I chose the U.S. Air Force and served there from 2002 to 2008, where my insecurities increased and my struggles with porn began. I was stationed as a military police officer in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Yes, Cheyenne, Wyoming. I was introduced to pornography, drinking, finding my identity and how I looked, and having inappropriate relationships. In my first relationship, I began noticing that I was constantly comparing myself to her former boyfriends and obsessing over how I measured up in all their situations, whether it was how they looked, how they dressed, how they treated her, how old they were, if my job was better than what they did, even to the point of them, their intimacy, and all that they did. I was always looking for their shortcomings so that I could feel better about myself. I would find myself feeling crazy and depressed as I was consumed with these thoughts of comparison. This carried on for years, gaining steam and bringing pain and hurt, not only to myself, but to others. I could see how pornography contributed to my obsessing and was not only waging war against my soul, but how it was creating images in my mind and fantasies. I saw women as objects, not daughters of the Lord. The men around me were running after the same things, looking to have a good time and get the next best thing, getting what was best for me. In an effort to find my confidence and value, I started taking my workouts to an extreme. This looked like many hours in the gym, dieting, calorie counting, muscle fitness magazines, and thousands of dollars on supplements. I was always looking in the mirror, judging myself on my body fat, muscle, weight, appearance. I truly believed these things would help me become more secure and not have these obsessive thoughts. I thought I was getting what I wanted, but it was false advertising, lies on lies, leading me further and further towards death, but I didn't even realize it. I was making many mistakes, yet for some reason God kept me from severe consequences. I wanted others to respect me. My insecurities were fueled by my fear of what others were thinking about me. I would avoid people who I didn't think liked me. I feared that if I didn't go along with the behavior of the other guys, they wouldn't trust me or want to be my friend. For most of my military career, I found myself succumbing to the pressure of doing what others wanted, all in an effort to gain their respect. In 2012, after the breakup of a long-term relationship, I felt that I lost everything. The relationship was my God, my idol. For several months, I felt alone, defeated, empty. I can remember times where I would pick up my Bible to read random passages, but much of it didn't make sense to me. I was invited to Watermark's young adult ministry, The Porch, like so many others. I can't remember everything about that night, but I remember the worship music speaking to my heart and who was preaching. That night, I went home and confessed my need for Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that I was a sinner, and saying, God, I need you. Your Bible says that if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. From that moment, Christ has completely transformed me, changing my vision to set my mind on the things above, not on the things of earth. In 2 Thessalonians 3:5, Paul says, may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and patience of Christ. God was directing my heart to where it needed to be, and I'm so thankful that he did. God led me here, and he used faithful men to shepherd me. Community. These men show me what it was like to be a man that pursues God with his heart and not with just his lips. Over time, they encouraged me, showed me the healing power of confession, but I was still holding back on my hidden struggle of insecurities while confessing pornography and fear of man, but not seeing much victory in these areas as well. After a few years of community, one of them, who had been through recovery at Watermark, encouraged me to go to Regen. After prayer and input from community, I felt God leading my heart towards regeneration. So one Monday night in March of 2014, I showed up for the first time. My first night, I had mixed emotions, like many of you. I felt open about being here, but nervous about the journey God was about to take me on, and if I would commit to the full year, which seemed so long, what kind of men I would be placed with, or who would hear me sharing. Those are the things you yourselves may be thinking. The recovery process for me really started in groundwork. I saw how God used the work to open our hearts and minds, showing us not only our condition, but our daily need for Jesus, but even more so, working to pull things out the same way we pull out a weed with deep roots. Sometimes those roots are long and deeply impacted in dry, hard ground, and only a daily abiding relationship with Christ can they be uprooted. As time went on, I was still hiding in the dark, trying to manage my sin and not confessing the whole truth and the depth of my insecurities and not regarding the seriousness of going back and forth into the destruction of porn. My struggle of fear of man came into play months before I entered into Regen. I began being fearful of going to the station, being open about my faith, and concerned about what the other men would say or think of me. Afraid of some of the questions they may ask me or statements they may make towards me. I feared confession at times and the way I would be viewed, or if I made a mistake, then I wouldn't be who they thought I was. After all God had done for me, seeing Jesus transform my life, I didn't believe he would help me, that he would give me victory. I believed that it was too hard for God. My insecurities began to affect my relationship with my wife, Kate. It was devastating, crushing, looking back to see how I hurt her. I was being selfish by not confessing my sin struggle to my community group, to my Regen group, or my mentor. I was choosing to drown in this struggle while hurting her. Though all of this, Kate loved me, the first time I had ever felt loved unconditionally by another person. And this love was from Jesus. He used Kate to show me that no matter what I was struggling with, he loves me and cares for me. No matter what. She is strong, relying on Jesus Christ, compassionate, loving, works so hard for others, not looking for a reward. But it was a battle that I thought I could win on my own. Scripture says, cursed is a man who trusts in himself. I was trusting in myself. So Kate and I sat down one night and she asked me if I thought I should confess to my groups. I recall saying, yeah, but I was just so afraid of the reaction, especially once I went to the depths of the struggle. I had been told in the past I was crazy, a freak, had mental issues because of the things I thought of, the sexual images or fantasies that played in my mind. It was crushing and depressing to think of what I was doing. Finally, around step 5 or 6, I confessed. I confessed to my community group, my Regen group, and my mentor. Once I had confessed, I felt like I had come up for air. Jesus had been asking, do you want to be made well? I finally said yes. Not only did I confess the hurt I had done to Kate, and those in the past. I confessed that deep down I didn't believe Jesus was going to heal me of pornography, and it was going to be a part of my life that I would just have to deal with. It was ultimately a lack of hope and denying the power of Christ. Shortly after, God had been opening doors at the fire station to share not only the recent victory of insecurities, but to share the gospel. These are the same men I feared, but found that these men were receptive and would listen, asking questions or giving their own thoughts. It was amazing to see that God was using me, a scared, frail man, to spread his word. Jesus Christ not only has given me a new life, he has shown me his healing power through this ministry, Regeneration. He is a wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. Jesus has stripped me of the control that was my insecurities. Yes, I could still feel insecure, but those thoughts do not control me anymore. He has shown me the destruction that pornography brings and how it hurts not only ourselves and our minds, but the ones we love. It has been over a couple years since I've looked at pornography. Only God can take away these addictions, these lusts of the power of sin. It's amazing and humbling to write this and see how Jesus has healed me. Through this time, my walk with Christ has deepened, showing me not only how to be a faithful man, but how to love my wife. I could be doing all the things that God calls me to do, but if I'm not loving my wife selflessly, sacrificially, unconditionally, how am I modeling Christ not only to her, but to others? My short time in marriage has been humbling and full of growth. Acknowledging my faults, my actions, seeing my selfishness, seeing how crucial it is to be in an abiding relationship with Christ if I want to lead my wife well. Not only does Jesus use regeneration to bring healing, but he is using it to equip us to be men and women of faith, to be discipled and then go and make disciples. After recovery, he has shown me that I need to daily hunger for his word, to thirst for him. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they should be filled. That's how we continue to pursue God, to daily pray for hunger. I have desired deeply to share God's story of grace with others, to witness not only to my family, my mom, my stepdad, sister, and brother, seeking forgiveness from my family and sharing the freedom of Christ with them, other firefighters, and others that I meet. Just looking to voice the hope of Christ to others. Through this ministry, I've seen how the Lord has equipped me to handle adversity, how to push out negative thoughts and perceptions. Paul writes to us that we must take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our defense is God's Word. When we accept Christ, when we truly believe in our heart that he died for our sins and was raised from the dead, we receive his Spirit. Daily, God is calling us to be more and more like him. I can tell you, in this ministry, he's doing that. He's shown me to trust that he has put all this in place, the ministry, the leaders, and the homework. And all the way down, each day I walk through these doors, and who would come across my path? Being called from the life that I once lived over 4 years ago to where I am now is unbelievable. I'm so thankful for the process God put me through, showing me my insecurities I had buried away, to see the seriousness of pornography and not being hardened, and identifying to me that I did fear man, worried about their perception of me. It's by his grace alone that Jesus has healed me, clearly showing me he has defeated all sin and death. There's nothing impossible for God, nothing he cannot redeem. No one is beyond his reach of healing. Colossians 1:13 and 14 says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. I no longer find my security in how I look, how big I am, what clothes to wear. Neither does pornography have a grip on me. But Jesus is my strength. He is my identity. And it is him I aim to please, not man. No matter how we look, what we wear, how we are perceived, or what we have done, it is Jesus who gives us our identity, our significance, our full purpose. He alone sets us free from the grip of sin in this world. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it would be this. trust Jesus Christ, believe his words, that he is great and overcome any addiction or struggle in our lives. If this is your first time here or still feeling fearful or uncomfortable, this is a safe place full of broken people being fully open and being fully restored. My name is James. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from insecurities, fear of man, pornography, and body image. Thank you.